This meeting is called to order.
Wait, where's our coordinator?
She's turning on the machine. She doesn't do that until we start.
Oh, okay.
Talking.
Sorry.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for November 6, 2014?
So moved.
It's been moved in second. Do I hear any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, any abstentions? Next item on our agenda is communication for information, discussion on meeting cancellations and the frequency of our meetings. And at this time, I would like to also bring up that I would like to ask the board members not to have a study session in April because our city attorney is not going to be here with us. So for scheduling purposes, but this is on the agenda. And Board Member Hansen, I believe you were the one that asked that it be on the agenda?
I don't know. I don't recall doing that, but...
It's been so long since we met.
I believe that.
I found out. I just wanted to find out, because I didn't know why the last two meetings had been canceled. So I wanted to find out why that was. So I found out, and so that was the extent of my interest in it.
Is there any other discussion? Dan, this is going to be a very short meeting because Dan's voice is pretty much gone. So, okay, well then, and for board members, if there is a cancellation and you have questions, feel free to call me. I will be able to pretty much always address whatever concerns there are. Actions on matters still pending, new business. Considerations of matters set for public hearing.
The request for hearing in the matter of Vita Piera has been withdrawn by the complaint.
Civil Service Coordinator report. Human Resource Director reports and requests.
Hi. Good evening, Chair Summers and members of the Civil Service Board. I have a few reports, and then there are two requests for your action. So just to report, I did approve a list abolishment request for the Recovery and Transfer Center Supervisor. This is at the request of the Solid Waste Division in the Environmental Services Department. And I approved two list extensions. One is for the Waste Water Treatment Plant Supervisor. We extended the list through January 15th, 2017. And the reason for this, look at that, is it expired January 15th, 2015. There's 31 people originally on the list, one City of Tacoma resident, and one person has been hired from the list. There currently are 30 people still on the list. One is a City of Tacoma resident, and it's estimated to fill one position over the life of this list. This eligible list still meets the city's hiring needs, and the position is located at the Green River Water Treatment Facility near Ravensdale, Washington, which explains why there may be fewer applicants from the City of Tacoma. And that Ravensdale is near the Maple Valley Black Diamond area. I also extended the list request from the department for the customer service lead position through April 2nd, 2015. And this is an open list. There were originally 31 people on the list, one City of Tacoma resident, and there no people have been hired from the list, five City of Tacoma residents. So there's currently 12 people on the list. Five City of Tacoma residents, and estimated positions to be filled over the life of the list is 1 to 2 positions. So this timeline extension was needed to complete the new recruitment and establish a new list.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
I just have a quick question for clarification purposes. When we extend these lists, I know that the list had been in existence for about a year.
Yes.
Is there any, especially when there's a smaller list, I mean, it makes sense. Certainly we have some that are hundreds, but when it's a smaller list, is there any effort or ability to contact people and make sure they still are available and want to be on the list so that you know what the real number is?
Yeah, we do clearly have their address and contact information, but those are some of the considerations when it's been in place for a long, long time. Likely they have found other positions, or could be as long as a year or longer. So I don't know if we do outreach to necessarily let them know to check back in. We do have job interest cards on NeoGov, and hopefully if they still are seeking employment with City of Tacoma, that they are checking regularly. And these job interest cards in the NeoGov system allow you to put your name in, check the competencies or the classifications that you are interested in, then you would automatically get a response when those openings are there. So there is some ability to do that, but.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious, as we're extending it, probably likely to be a whole nother year, so just curious. Thank you.
Okay. Are there other questions from board members?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
forgive me. Madam Director, I'm curious. The number of residents has gone up on this list.
Excuse me?
The number of residents went up on that list. Is that people moving to Tacoma, or?
You mean on this customer service lead?
Yeah, the last list. The City of Tacoma residents has gone up.
Oh, I see. I'll check on that. That might be a typo, because line number 4 talks about the people originally on the list, with the City of Tacoma residents being one. So I don't know how we could increase it.
Well, you know, unless they move to the city.
Yeah,
but
I'll
not double checking.
Yeah, I don't. I think yeah, it might be.
It'd be good to get some clarification.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry, I will do that on the service lead.
Okay. Other questions? Hearing none.
So we have 2 requests for your action this evening, and I will have Rodney Croston, our human resources analyst, come and introduce the manager that's with him. And these are requests for non-competitive appointments, and there will be 3 individuals that would be impacted by your actions here.
Good evening, Chair Summers, members of the board. I'm Rodney Croston from the Human Resources Department, and this is Cheryl Brown. She's the Training and Development Supervisor from Tacoma Power Transmission and Distribution. We're here tonight to request non-competitive appointments for 3 apprentices who have completed their apprenticeship training programs.
We only have three
on your agenda. 1 electrical meter and relay technician, and 2 line electricians.
Okay, gotcha. 3 persons, 2.
Right.
Just
so,
making sure.
So again, these are people who competed in open competitive exams to get into the apprenticeship and have completed the apprenticeship training. So we're requesting a non-competitive appointment into the electrical meter and relay technician classification for Wayne Snow, effective January 30th, 2015. And line electricians Hai Wen and Kurt Schumann, effective January 21st, 2015.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Sexton.
I move that the board grants the request for a non-competitive appointment for electric meter and relay technician Wayne Snow. And should I do
let's take them 1 at a time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we do the Joint Apprenticeship and Training Committee recently approved the completion. Well, the electrical meter and relay technician, Wayne Snow. Is there any discussion? Is Mr. Snow here?
Oh, well, then forget it.
Hearing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Next item.
Madam Chair.
Board Member Heller.
I'll save Board Member Sexton.
I know.
I would move that we approve the city's request for non-competitive appointment for the line electricians. There are 2 employees listed, and rather than slaughter their names, I'm just going to leave it at that.
And I heard a second.
No, I didn't hear their names.
Hai Nguyen and Kurt Schumann.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to grant the request for non-competitive appointments. Is there any further discussion? Are either of those persons here? Did they all hear that I let them speak? Is that why they didn't come? I'm sorry.
Never again.
Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you so much.
Thank you. That concludes my report, Chair Summers. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any comments by the public? We have public here. Does anybody like to comment at this moment? No. Any comments by board members? Hearing none, we will be immediately moving to our study session following this meeting. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We're out of here. Thank you.
Wow, it's going to be a quiet study session.
It's going to, I know, this is going to be just weird. Oh, we didn't excuse Diane.